Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrapper screening, maybe sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Okay. We had a couple pre-yellers that sounded like they might not know that a cue was coming up. And that was my first signal to those girls I threw out at the Florida show. We're going to be a problem. Orlando, Florida. Remember that?
Yes.
All right. Let's not do that, Houston. That's right. We're coming to you from the Houston Improv in Houston, Texas. It's Friday after... Yeah! I'm for the other team. It's Friday afternoon, September 30th, 2016. We've got an enthusiastic crowd of unemployed or soon to be unemployed Texans who quit work for this today. You quit your jobs? You liars. But you quit for the day. And I appreciate that very much. So I also assume, since you don't have jobs, that you made some pretty sweet name tags. Dude's just got a copy of A Good Day to Die Hard. And what'd you change it to? A good LJ. LJ? I got an LJ in a behind a dumpster once. A land job. The Return of the Jetty? Your name's Jetty?
Eddie.
Good job, Jetty. Saw Shane Party.
Woo!
With real meat on it?
Yep.
You tweeted me a picture of that. There's like some sausages and hot dogs taped to a big, big yellow thing. And your name's Shane.
Yes.
Good job, Shane. The Gus Father, that's a good one. There's lots of big ones. Like, almost like you knew you'd be sitting in the back, some of these big ones. I'm going to get there late. I better make a big sign. And, of course, I see some donuts. Congratulations on smuggling those in. Do they take anybody's donuts at this venue? No? Good for them. Good for you, Houston Improv, and good for all of you for bringing those. Good luck to everybody, especially 10 Heatherfield Lane. It's another gigantic one I just noticed. She's folding it up six ways. Doug plugs. I'm off to Dallas, Texas tomorrow for a sold-out Douglas Movies at Hyenas. It's a Gas. Saturday, October 8th, Douglas Movies returns to the Wilbur Theater in Boston. And Douglas Movies is back in Los Angeles on Monday, October 10th at Meltdown Comics. Oh, and we're doing, for the first time ever, Douglas Movies at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday, October 15th at 4:20. So it's way before curfew. DouglasMovies.com. That's DouglasMovies.com. From the not really a corrections department, Rob Lowe and John Cusack were both in the movie Class. Lots of people decided to point that out to me on Twitter. You want to check out the prize bag? Yeah! Hopefully the winner of this prize bag can, you know, sell some of this stuff because you guys lost your jobs today. We got such a weird coincidence that Shane brought a whole sausage thing because I've got a sausage party doll for the prize bag. I believe this is... oh, look, he can clap too. It's... and suck his own non-existent dick. This is the... did you see the movie, Shane? Sausage yeah. Party? This is Michael Cera's character, right?
Sure.
Sure. We got a Christmas tree ornament. That's a DLM little Douglas Movies logo on a Christmas tree ornament. Been giving these out for a while now. Phil Bill Volume 1. Someone here gets one. This is a weird thing. Is Will here?
Yeah.
Did you give me this?
Yeah.
You tweeted at me earlier, can I give you something for the prize bag? And I didn't write back because the answer is no. And no, I just saw it just at the same time they were handing me this. You gave it to a staff member here at the club. And it's... There's a local theater, I'm guessing, here in Houston called the Alley Theater.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have given away so many free tickets then. Okay. And what do you have to do with it, Will?
You just fill it out and they'll 10 free tickets.
No, I know how that works. I'm saying, what do you have to do with the Alley Theater? Why are you pushing it?
I build scenery.
You build scenery?
Yeah.
For this theater? So yeah, it's five sets of two tickets, so 10 tickets total to see the Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris. And people are like, huh, he's not going to be there. It's just something he wrote. But that's very cool of you to bring those. Thank you so much, Will. And did you bring your usual sheet with all the signatures and stuff on it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did. How many, can you hold it up for everybody? Oh, I just heard him have to open up something. Look at this thing. He just, the first time he saw me here at the Houston Improv, he had me sign some crazy sheet. I probably made some jokes about Jews fucking through it. And then now he's just every comedy show you go to, you have people sign it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have tons of signatures on a sheet. Doesn't seem odd at all. Is there an end game? You're going to hang this sheet somewhere? When you rent out a room? Oh, when you run out of room, when it's fully signed, when it just looks like a fucking Jackson Pollock, you're going to just hang it up somewhere. Maybe frame it? Maybe build some scenery around it? Do you like cookies, Will?
Sure.
Because I've got a D-Luscious cookie that's been in my suitcase for a week or so. That's got to be good. It's not a hot cookie. Well, it's warm. A Douglas Movies t-shirt. A pipe from Peacemaker. It's only been used once. This is crazy. I was at Fantastic Fest. That's where I got a lot of sausage party swag that I'll be giving out over the next few episodes. But I also got this...
from a company called Cool Head Tech. It's a koozie with a little robot on it, but it's taking koozies to the next level because it's got a fucking, not rope, but you know, it's like a necklace. It's kind of lanyard-y, but it's thicker than typical lanyard material. But anyway, you could put it around your neck and have your fucking beer. Like, do fat drunks need to, do we really need to make it easier? But anyway, so I got a, the answer is yes. I got a bunch of those to give out. So somebody here in Houston will be the, probably the only proud owner of that thing. And then finally, and I have to thank Fantastic Fest again, because they do, at the Highball Lounge in Austin, Texas, they do Geeks Who Drink every Wednesday. And that's a, I assume it's national or maybe even international. Probably not international. But it's like a weekly trivia pub quiz thing. And I played in it in Austin. And then afterwards, after it was over, they said, let's play a round of, and so it was sort of a game that's similar to Last Man Stanton. So I won, of course. I got up on stage and murdered everybody. We had to name either M. Night Shyamalan or Jack Nicholson movies. Yeah, so everybody used up all the Shyamalans real quick. And then I just went deep on Jack Nicholson. I'm like the Raven. They're like, what? And so as part of my prize, which I'm passing along to you, because I don't think I'd ever use it, a hot dog toaster. One, place two hot dogs and two buns in the hot dog toaster. Two, choose your desired cooking setting and press the lever down. Weird. My desired level setting is, why not cook the bun and the hot dog in separate ways? But no, you can put them in there together. And then three, enjoy perfect and delicious hot dogs every time. Does anybody have a hot dog? Do you have a hot dog on there?
It's all sausage.
Oh, well. Because that is the funny part about Sausage Party, is there's no sausages, and there's no party. But that's the name of the movie. It's like if Citizen Kane was about a guy who's not named Kane and he isn't a citizen. All of that is in the prize bag, plus the stuff brought by my guests today. Please give a big, warm Houston welcome to Tim Taylor, Dale Cheeseman, and Mark Wahlberg.
For me? Thanks.
I love how this is a comedy club where they play music whenever a comedian gets introduced. So for my podcast, they're like, yeah, let's do that here too. I hope you're recording this show, Houston Improv. And I hope you don't play any more of your own music during it. Let's say hi to my guests individually, starting with, directly to my left, it's Tim Taylor, everybody.
Thank you. Hello, Doug. Hello, Houston, huh? I'm stoked to be here. I am a major fan of the show, and all of the games, there's like six or seven that I really kick ass at. There's one that I am not good at.
Oh, okay. Let's play that one.
No, I figure the odds are really stacked that you won't pick it, and if you do, I'll probably say something like, oh, fuck, or something, you know.
Which one is it? Now we need to know.
I'll whisper it to you later.
Just no, tell us all loudly into your microphone. You can do it.
It's the mashup one.
Purple Rain Man?
Yes.
Ooh. First game we're going to play today.
Oh, fuck.
You're an actor based in the Dallas region,
yep,
of Texas, and you reached out to me and said, hey, if you need a guest in Dallas, and I said, nope, how about Houston? And you're like, yeah, it's only a 20-minute drive. I
no
could
problem.
Do that.
Nah.
5 hours in traffic later, here you are.
Yeah, and most of the 5 hours was actually when I got into Houston.
Right.
You fuckers have some traffic here.
Yeah, welcome to Houston. Fuck you.
Exactly. Yep.
Start walking, dummy.
Yep. I learned the hard way. Yeah.
And you have, you know, an IMDb page and a bunch of credits, but the one that really jumped out at me is you're in the original Hunger Games movie.
Yep, absolutely.
And what's your character in that?
I'm one of the gamekeepers. I'm the one that actually fires the fireballs at Katniss, burnt her leg, did all the
you
navigation.
You did that to Katniss?
Oh, I had to, yeah, so...
Wow, what do they call it in your IMDb page? It's like, oh,
Game Center Tech
number 3.
Number 3.
Yeah, but apparently the vicious of the most vicious of the three.
That's the idea, yeah. I knocked off the other two completely.
So how much time did you spend with J-Law? Did you interact with her?
I was on set for 16 days, and I ran into her once. That's it.
Yeah, you ran into her, right?
Literally.
Got your hands on her?
Literally ran into her. Seriously, like, boom.
Really?
Yeah. Her trailer was next door to where they had me situated, my trailer. And she had just gotten done with a scene where she's getting waxed. I don't know if you guys saw the original movie where they... No, seriously.
Oh, yeah. They totally waxed her pussy, you guys.
Yeah, they did. So as they were running out to get rid of her and put the next scene together, she runs around the corner, runs into me, and that was the first, like, hey, how you doing? And we never spoke after
that.
She's
like, out of my way, Game Tech number 3.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Game Center Tech number 3?
Yeah.
Ooh, what are those? Sorry, I got distracted by food.
Looks good.
What are those things?
Fried okra.
Fried okra. I can't wait to not try that. Well, thank you for being here, Tim.
I'm glad to
be. And good luck in Purple Rain, man.
Thank you.
Dale Cheeseman is here, everybody.
Hey. Thanks for having me. This is awesome. Hey.
Houston comedy phenom.
Yeah. Oh, there are people that actually know me. That's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, people are
Why
yelling
don't y'all
out
come
for you?
To my shows? Oh, thanks for y'all for being here.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. I live here, and it only took me 4 hours to get to the club today. Because I came from Louisiana. So I'm not going to miss this for some show for 8 people in fucking Louisiana. Made a good career move. Glad to
You'd
be
make
here.
Those 8 people so happy, though.
No. You can read the Yelp review.
Nope.
Double
It'd be a
tree,
shitty show.
Double
We'd all
tree
feel bad about it.
Go to the 1 stars. You can hear about the show. I don't have any movie experience, but I have an IMDb page like yours, but it has no pictures or information just because I did a short film. And all it says is Dale Cheeseman is known for coming out. So draw from that what you will.
It's a short film called Coming Out.
Yeah.
About the time you came out.
I don't know what it was about. I only filmed it for like 30 minutes one day, and then I never got a final copy of it. Could be great. Could be good. Check it out. It'll be fun.
Good luck finding it.
I don't know where to find it. I think there's a Vimeo link that I could find in my emails. That'll be fun.
Oh, geez, man. So, you listen to this show? You familiar with what's going to happen?
Yeah, I've listened for like 5 or 6 years.
Are you good at the game that Tim's no good at?
I'm good, like, when I play at home and I can cheat, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, you just enter it into the computer when you're listening?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, if we could cheat, I'm all on board with
you
that.
You can't
we
see
can play
me playing. I can
man.
Do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But no, I can... Whoever's name tag I pick, I'm sorry. Just at least your name got mentioned. So
yeah, and they'll get to say a shithead at the end if you don't win.
Yeah, for sure. You'll definitely get your shithead read if I pick you. Aiming high, that's my goal.
What?
I don't know. I fucked that up. Nobody's gonna want me to pick their name now. They're just gonna like hide it as I walk by. I get that.
Now, we've proven time and time again, anybody has a chance to win on this show. So whoever your name tag you pick, I think there's a chance. You're definitely going to finish in the top 3.
You know, with that speech, my confidence has risen so high. Doug believes in me. Now I truly think I'm going to win. It's going to be a good one.
Unfortunately, we've got one of the winningest players sitting next to you. It's Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
How you guys doing? You doing good? What's up, Doug?
I'm always grateful that you show up at these random spots where I do the show, but shouldn't you be, like, promoting Deepwater Horizon?
Go fucking see Deepwater Horizon. You're an American. No, dude, I'm here for a bigger fucking reason. I was in town. I saw you were doing the show. You begged me to do it. I said yes. I'm in town because, as far as I can tell, the Houston Texans need a new football player. J.J. Watt's out. Wahlberg's in. Let's do this fucking shit.
Do you reread Rolling Stone magazine, Mark?
The band?
There's a magazine, yes, based on the band.
Yeah, it's a magazine that used to be about music.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's just about anything?
Well, yeah, it's about you, apparently, because they recently ranked the 32 films you've starred in from the best to the worst.
Why?
Well, I know you think it's almost a dead tie for first between all 32 movies.
I imagine that's how they rank them.
But if you had to guess which one they think is 32... which one would you guess is your worst movie?
The ones I didn't do?
No, I assume that's 33 through infinity.
I don't know. What's a movie that people don't understand is great?
Well, here, let me help
the
you
happening?
Out. Let me help you out a little bit. Let me tell you the other end of the spectrum. Coming in at number five, your fifth greatest movie, The Fighter.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. I love that movie. Coming in at four, this really surprised me, The Other Guys.
Other Guys is fucking great. You mean the movie that made Will Ferrell funny? You're welcome.
Number three, oddly enough, is Three Kings.
It's a good fucking movie,
yeah.
Too, dude.
I don't know why Four Brothers wasn't number four. And then number two is Boogie Nights.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
Yeah, so which one's number one, Mark?
Obviously The Perfect Storm.
Which one got Academy Award nominations?
It's The Departed.
What?
It's The Departed.
I didn't hear it either.
I can't tell what you're saying.
It's The Departed.
Is it a pilot?
That's the fucking movie, dude. The Departed.
I can't tell what you're saying.
I'm fucking saying The Departed, dude.
The Departed is number one.
Fucking A. Yeah, yeah.
Where do you go? You're not on it. And what's number 32? Do you have a guess now?
Max Payne.
No. The Corruptor.
Why? That movie's fucking great, too.
Well, they just ranked them in, you know, it's the least great of all 32.
Are you sure that this isn't a list of the greatest movies of all time and this was just 1 through 32?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Was that with Chow Yun Fat?
Yeah. It's not good. I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
not
I think
being good.
I might have been CGI'd into that fucking movie.
Hey, it's interesting. You've never done a voice in a movie, in a cartoon?
No. People need to see me.
This podcast proves it every time. Now, Tim also played a role. It's kind of interesting on your IMDb, Tim. You played Customer in the movie Rockstar.
Yeah. Do you not remember me from that?
Yeah, do you remember Tim from that?
Not just any customer. I was the customer.
And I dealt with you?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
Did we get in a fight?
You wanted to, but no.
It's always on the edge. No, I don't remember it at all. How did it go?
It went very well.
Cool,
very
you're
well.
Welcome.
We almost worked together in contraband, too. I was to have been the customs agent that chased after you, and I didn't get it.
That's okay. You know what? Next time,
yep.
Contraband 2, you're in it.
You got it. You heard it. You heard it.
Contraband was number 31 on the list.
God damn it.
I withdraw my offer to do the sequel.
I'm just saying that. So, Tim, what was the last movie you saw?
It was almost Bridget Jones' Baby, but then I realized I was going to be here, and I said, there's no fucking way I'm going to tell everybody the last thing I saw was Bridget Jones' Baby. So I went to advanced screening of Deepwater Horizon.
Fucking
whoa.
A right, you did.
Tell us about it.
Amazingly good stuff. Stud. Good special effects. Good performance from our friend Mr. Wahlberg here.
Normal performance from Mr. Walker Wahlberg.
I highly recommend it. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Really?
Yeah, really suspenseful. I mean, it's one of
the
slow
But you know
building.
How it's going to end, right?
Nope.
You don't know how Deepwater Horizon ended?
Nope.
I'll tell you how it ended. It's probably still leaking.
Spoiler alart. Jesus
I only
Christ.
Get... Doug, I only get my news from like at midnight and shit like that, so I don't, you know.
Was that a burn?
No, it was a good thing.
Oh, okay. What was the last movie that you saw, Dale?
Last movie I saw was Swiss Army Man.
Oh, okay.
I watched that the other night. Felt a little familiar. Daniel Radcliffe was a magical boy who becomes best friends with kind of an awkward redhead who has a secret crush on kind of this nerdy, quiet brunette.
Dude, are you IMDb?
I'm just trying to promote this movie. It's actually really
He's DC.
Fucking good.
He's IMDb. Dale Cheeseman.
Yeah, so nothing. I'm nothing.
I am DC.
Basically what that metaphor boils down to. I'm nothing, but I definitely recommend Swiss Army Man. It's another great... If you believe it's like Harry Potter in his college years when he just gets into smoking weed and like fucking around for a summer, then that's a fun watch.
Yeah, I think they've thought about calling the movie Summer at Bernie's.
They could have. He's just kind of been typecast for that magical role. Like, that's all he does. Since Harry Potter, but that wasn't even the first one. He was typecast for Harry Potter. Because his first movie, he played a magician as a kid. He was David Copperfield in some, like, biopic. So that's all he's done, is be a magician. At first, he was like a human magician. And fine, and then he went even more fantastic with it, and now in this new one, he beats death and does magic. So, huh.
He's also a magician in Now You See Me Too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right?
I didn't realize how right I was.
Mark, have you seen any movies lately? Well, you're busy promoting Deepwater Horizon?
I mean, yeah, I usually just call them mirrors, but... I saw The Shallows.
Oh, with Blake Lively and a shark?
I think it's about a shark. Like, there's some chick that's annoying the fuck out of a shark for an hour and a half.
Yeah, Blake Lively.
I don't know.
She's married to Ryan Reynolds?
She was the ugly girl in the town, right?
I think she was supposed to be pretty. She's usually a pretty person.
You got your rating system, I got mine. It was good, I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's go fuck with a shark. Okay.
Do you like it better than Deepwater Horizon?
Fuck no, dude. Are you kidding me?
Are there sharks in Deepwater Horizon?
Probably somewhere, but I don't know if we caught them in the background or not.
They were extras, too.
You shared a trailer with them?
Yeah.
Just waiting around with the sharks? So y'all do this often?
Ten just sharks, the me, and a this. Trailer. That was it.
All right, Bert Kreischer, turn off the show because I'm about to say, let the games begin. Gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
You have many wonderful name tags. What a lovely, lovely tag. Oh, place is going crazy. We got to go to a commercial break. While they pick their name tags from this crazy crowd, we'll go to these messages. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Dollar Shave Club. Guys, you don't need to choose between price and quality to get an amazing and affordable shave. Ladies don't either. DollarShaveClub.com is the answer. To prove how amazing their shave really is, right now they're going to give you your first month free to join the club. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to your door for a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge. Seriously, there's no reason to go to the drugstore and deal with the hassle of having to battle the locked up razor fortress ever again. You won't have to do that when you join the club. Go to the DollarShaveClub.com and pick a razor that works for you from their lineup of amazing blades. That's all there is to it. Always get a first-class shave when you use the Executive Blade. And when you use it with Dr. Carver Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides for the smoothest shave ever. With Dollar Shave Club, you can look, smell, and shave like $1 million without paying for it. Here's your chance to see why over 3 million members love Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality of all their products, now you can get your first month of the club for free. Just pay shipping. After that, it's a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment, no hidden fees. There's no reason not to do it. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Doug. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Doug.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, we're back. You guys did it. You selected name tags. Tough choices out there. Not easy. What'd you come up with there, Tim?
I got Cheech and Chong's Up in Schmoker, and I'm assuming their name's Schmo? She's a Schmo, evidently.
What's your name? Your last name is Schmoker?
Oh, wow.
Up in Schmoker.
Even better.
All right.
That works.
That's very cute. Let me see that. It's got Chris Cubis and Dale Cheeseman's on here? How'd you figure that out? Oh, you put it on your calendar, you
You're
son
that
of a
user
bitch.
That keeps
oh,
visiting.
Dude. How did you not pick this one?
Because I don't know how to read yet.
It's
well,
got to be the
you.
Only Cheeseman name tag in the crowd, and you didn't even see it.
No, it can't be. Right, guy?
Okay. Never.
No, it is.
But you picked a very brightly lit name tag. Tell us about yours, Dale.
This one is awesome. It's the Saturday Night Dance Enchantment Under the CJ. A little Back to the Future.
Have I seen that one before?
I think I saw it online.
So it's not even original? I'm picking again.
Very good. And Mark?
What's up, dude? I picked a name tag for two reasons. One, you're on it, and I thought you looked cute.
Oh, thanks.
Two, I made this dude promise on his dead fucking mom's grave that he drew this himself, and he did draw it himself. In fact, he's so goddamn proud of his work, he signed it and dated it.
It's a work of art.
I guess so. And it says, Jake and Silent Bob Strike Back. So I guess his name is Silent. Way to go, Silent. Fuck yeah, dude. So he gave me a whole bunch of, I don't know, I imagine it's just what fat people put in boxes.
That looks like some donuts. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind throwing a few
donuts around.
We got like really
are they messy ones?
Box.
Are they super messy ones? Are they like sugary or what are they?
No, they're just like little fat biscuits.
And they're frosted.
Shipley do nuts.
Oh, yeah, and they all squished up against each other, so the frosting comes off of the top of one onto the back of another one. Good job, Shipley.
No shit, Shipley.
Hugs and donuts.
Sausage party's too close for throwing donuts. All right.
Oh!
Sausages flew off of his side.
Is that somebody's holding up a big picture of that dude from The Burbs?
Tom Hanks. Hit that Tom Hanks face. Hit it.
Okay, I'm going to try, all right?
Yeah. Nice.
Fuck you, Tom Hanks.
This is a gourmet box. This donut has bacon on it.
Give me a target, Doug. Give me a target.
There's a target. There's somebody actually holding
up real target.
A red target.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Dale Cheeseman, we're three for three.
It's two for two.
Pick your target. Four.
Nice.
Goddamn,
four out of four.
This is the greatest.
I just want to throw
targets nailed.
For the listener at home, this is the greatest American Gladiators game you've never seen.
This one has Fruity Pebbles on it. I'm not throwing that one.
All right, yeah, all of these ones are pretty colorful. So let's hold off on those for now.
Hold off on them.
Yeah, and you can throw that one if you want. It's already out.
All right, let's take a shot at there. No, the one behind him.
For sure keeping those.
No!
Oh, that sounded like it hit a face.
That's exactly who I was aiming at. Exactly.
That dude was like,
The meringue threw me off on it.
That dude was like, let me just finish up this text real quick.
Oh. So it hit you in the face?
Hey, person I threw the bacon one at, did you try it? Be honest. I'm not going to. I was hoping some dedicated fan like, I have to try this bacon donut.
I'm sure they're good. It's got bacon
volunteer.
On a donut. Nothing wrong there. Mark, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
You know what? When I heard about JJ and I left town, I just walked into Donnie's room, grabbed two video games, and brought them here. So I've got PlayStation 3's Batman Arkham Asylum. And because Donnie doesn't appreciate his gifts, an unopened PlayStation 2 SSX 3.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, those are good. Dale?
I got if you're a comedy fan of this podcast, I got two
weekend
passes.
Why would you be
passes.
A comedy fan if you're listening
to
this?
I got two categories. If you're comedy, I got two weekend passes to the Come and Take It Comedy Takeover. It's happening in November. It's going to be a huge show, so you got that. And if you're a movie fan, I got this Pokeball Weed Grinder. So covering all my bases, I think it's pretty cool.
Wow. If you're a movie fan.
I don't know how y'all watch movies, but
Pokemon
I've got a pretty set routine.
Weed grinder. Oh, I see. Grind your weed before you watch a movie.
Yeah, the Pokeball was just kind of there.
Yeah.
I just needed a grinder. That's my personal one, so I've already started your collection on the bottom. You're welcome.
What do you got for us, Tim?
I scoured my closet and came up with a couple things I think are kind of cool. First, a GILF hat from the recently canceled Fox TV show Grandfathered.
Grandfather, I'd like to fuck. I can only think of like three.
And we're surprised it got canceled. Also, I got a T-shirt from the recently canceled Fox TV show The Grinder.
Oh, people love that show.
Not anymore.
And
Is that, Fred Savage? Is that Fred Savage on that t-shirt?
Yeah, it is.
Good. That dude's a fucking national treasure.
And I wanted to be really unique, and I came up with something I don't think anyone's ever done. I actually brought a couple script pages from The Hunger Games that I actually had in my back pocket the entire shoot. That was actually on a script. Oh, and a Scream Queens bag from the not-yet-canceled Fox show Scream Queens.
Wow.
I'm in none of these, but I think Fox just likes to taunt me by sending me shit. So.
Yeah, here you go. This is a really nice bag, by the way. Yep. Oh, sarcasm. Yep. All right, so all of that. So we got two prize bags. Lots of stuff for the winner today. And we are going to start with the dreaded Purple Rain Man.
Oh, fuck. You weren't kidding.
No, it's interesting timing. I didn't consult with you first. I'm going to start naming the third billed co-stars of this mashup movie title, then the second billed and first. Hopefully we won't need to go all the way to the first, but you never know. Just guess as often as you like. On stage guests only. No audience guesses. Here we go. Third billed in this movie title mashup, Walter Levine and William Sylvester.
What?
Walter Levine and William Sylvester.
Oh, I heard you. I'm just still saying what?
Second billed, John Goodman and Gary Lockwood. Right? First build, Dan Aykroyd and Keir Dullea. Keir Dullea. Never was sure how to say that dude's name, but it is a dude named Keir Dullea. Mark, nothing?
Blues Brothers 2001, A Space Oddity?
Dale?
No, nothing. I'm assuming this is how like this game
Tim,
goes.
Tim,
what the hell do you think? No.
Do you want to try again, Mark?
No.
What was that last word you said?
No.
Before no.
Odyssey.
What?
Odyssey.
Oh, I thought you said oddity.
No.
That would be
I'm really trying
film.
To figure out what this is, Doug.
You said, I think you said it all correctly, except I thought you said oddity.
No.
So say it.
Blues Brothers 2001, A Space Oddity.
Let me take this one.
Blues, I swear Blues. You're saying oddity, and then I gave these guys a chance to just fucking steal. They both sat
Blues
there
Brothers
like, what?
2001, A Space Odyssey.
See, we want to steal, but he said it correctly twice.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Really? Fuck yeah. Yeah.
After a couple times, it was just getting sad.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you said oddity. I was like, holy shit.
I think I might have once.
I think the first time, that's what you said. And I never said David Bowie. All right. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Yeah!
Mark's going to get to go first because he killed that last game. And there's a person in the audience who reached out to me named Papa_Duck17. That took you a while to recognize that name. Papa Duck. Any reason you call yourself that?
It's my call sign. I'm in the Corps.
You're in the Corps and it's your call sign? Papa Duck?
Yeah.
Okay. And why the 17?
That's my graduation year.
Graduation year. Oh, wait. What? That's when you're going to graduate.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not, for a second there, I was thinking 1917.
That'd be fucking badass, dude.
Yeah. That was one old Papa Duck. Well, good for you, dude. I noticed you on Twitter saying you have a great name for Last Man Stanton. So let me have it.
In honor of Sausage Party.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera? Oh.
Did you just come up with that?
Maybe.
When I held up the little doll of him from the movie, you're like, that's a good one to do. Sarah. Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Departed.
What?
The Departed. Now, you made me fucking self-conscious about how I say it, so I'm trying to work it out. The Departed.
I can't tell what you're saying sometimes.
The Departed? Two?
Yeah,
Departed
just,
2.
Yeah, I... I'll do that as a Purple Rain Man on an episode you're not on.
God damn it.
Okay, so we're doing Michael Cera, and we're and you guys get a lifeline. Your lifeline is the name tag you chose. So you got to...
Let's do this silent.
Mark can go to Jake, and Dale can go to...
CJ.
CJ, and... Who's
I'm going
your
to the schmo.
Tim?
The schmo right there.
Oh, yeah. Schmoker. Smoker. All right.
Get ready. It's going to be really fucking fast here.
We'll start with Mark. Sound like you're going to make love to Smoker. Get ready. It's going to be fast.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Sausage
Too
Party.
Too late. Oh,
damn
it. You're going Sausage Party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super Bad.
I don't care about your opinion of his work. I just want the name of a film.
Waste of time, Super Bad.
500 Days of Summer.
Wow, you really want to aggressively get out of this game.
Well, I'm hoping what
like
you do...
It seems like you're just picking a title that you know he's not even in.
I'm hoping what you do is you eliminate me and then you come back around and say, okay, now you get to pick the next one for Last Man Stanton. I have a freaking strategy.
You're playing two games ahead?
Yeah.
Chess! It's like chess.
I am fucked.
Yeah, in some cases, first out gets to pick first in the next round, but that's not the case today.
Oh. I tried.
Blind
who,
luck.
Who are you going to pick?
Who was I going to pick?
Yeah. If
Can
you get
you?
To pick.
I'd go old school because I think I got this.
Yeah?
Charles Bronson.
Whoa. Yeah, we don't normally get to go that deep. So from now on for this round, Michael Cera or Charles Bronson movies?
Oh! Yes!
If Chris Hardwick can eliminate me on At Midnight when I have the top score...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fucking
there
A,
are no rules anymore.
You were robbed. Robbed, I tell you.
I'll be back on Monday. Yeah. As long as I get an immediate rebooking, I'm happy. All right, so what do you got for Charles Bronson then, smart guy?
Let's go with Assassination.
Nope. No, I'm just kidding. I don't... He's in a movie called Assassination?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I promise you. I promise you.
Okay.
It's in the 80s, before he died.
Because Antonio Banderas was in a movie called Assassins.
Yeah, it's a completely different movie. This one had Charles Bronson in it.
Okay. All right, I got to say my favorite Michael Cera movie, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Mark?
There goes the other one I knew. They didn't make an Arrested Development movie yet.
Wait, you're really thinking hard when you get to choose between the great Charles Bronson and Michael Cera?
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay.
Do you want to use your lifeline?
You know what? Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's use your lifeline.
Jake, where are you at?
What do you got, Jake?
Year one.
Year one, of course.
Yes. Fucking A, dude. With the guy from Gulliver's Travels.
Jack Black, that's right.
Maybe. He's also an Airborne, but whatever.
Dale?
I'll go The Great Escape.
Oh, you're going Bronson.
Yeah. I don't know many of those, and he's going to take all of them, so I got to hold on to my Sarahs.
Oh, good plan.
Hold all your Sarahs close to your vest. That's the rule to this game.
I like it. Tim?
I'm going to go with my favorite Bronson movie of all time, Breakheart Pass.
Oh. Breakheart Pass.
I know me some Bronson.
People, yeah, you know two Bronson movies. One I've never heard of. I'll go with Bronson with you, and I'll say Death Wish.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, it's biggie. Mark, you don't have your lifeline anymore.
No. Is it Michael Cera? I'm pretty sure he's in This Is the End.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
All right, I'm out of Bronson, so...
Really?
I'll go Juno.
Huh. How about Messenger of Death?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Death Wish 2. Heads up, you guys. There's five or six of them.
You know what, Doug? I'm going to trust you. Death Wish 3.
Death Wish 4.
Full title.
God damn it. Don't take mine, dude.
Someone's saying full title on Death Wish 4. Is that when they finally got around to the colon and then more words?
Pretty sure
cut down
on
five,
the confusion. Yeah.
Pretty, what? What was the
to
answer?
Cut down on the confusion.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me what it was called.
Oh, God, no.
Don't play into that. I believe it was called Death Wish 4 Youth and Revolt, starring Michael Cera.
Ah, he pulled a fast one on us.
There we go.
Very nice.
That was for you.
All right, I'm going to go with From Noon to 3.
Wow, that gets in just in time to catch the 3:10 to Yuma. It's not a Charles Bronson movie, but it was still fun to say.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll go with... It's funny how hard it is to remember Chuck Bronson movies, and I saw them all when I was a kid. There was that one time my car broke down, so instead of seeing a Charles Bronson movie, I had to see The Mechanic. Mark?
I keep getting him mixed up with that punchable kid from the Facebook movie. You know that little fucking kid where you're like, you wouldn't even hit him, you would smack him? And not even hard, just lightly, like, don't look at me like that.
You hit him with your non-bracelet hand, so
dude,
it's probably...
The bracelet hand is an extra 47 pounds coming at you. Oh, Michael Cera, you little fuck.
Do you want to use...
Death Wish 5.
There's no way it was called that.
It was, but there's
There's
at the
something
of...
at the end that, yeah, that you're not going to be able to...
Oh, really? Fuck. Yeah.
All right, you're out.
Yeah, let's go out. I'll jump back in if I think of a Michael Cera and then...
No, you're out for good.
Never out for good.
You could play in the next game.
Lawrence of Arabia?
For real?
I have no idea if he's in these. I'm just naming old movies. And then when you look at me like that, I jump back into Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist and just stay in the game. Just staying in the game.
You can't test the waters.
I'm just dipping a toe in Bronson.
I thought we had him.
That's like buzzing in on Jeopardy. Who is Charles Bronson or Michael Cera? Let me finish, Alex. Or... All right. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. And I saw that movie, and it seemed to be finite.
I'll go with 10 to midnight.
Just in time to catch the 12:10 to Yuma. All right, I'm going to go with St. Ives.
Oh, I had that one in my back pocket. Damn.
Dale, do you want to use your lifeline?
Yes.
Who's your lifeline? CJ?
CJ.
What do you got, CJ? What?
I'm sorry, that's my bad. That's my bad.
Do you want to trade out your name tag for someone else? I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
No.
So many volunteers.
Look at all these cutthroat
backstabbers. Yes, take mine instead.
Do you want to call Michael Cera?
All right, so CJ got nothing. You got nothing.
Stop yelling out answers.
Yeah, what are you saying over there? I mean, don't say
don't
it again.
Don't yell it out.
Don't say it again, but why are you saying it?
Citizen Kane? Just dipping a toe again in Bronson. No, I'm out. I'm out.
He's out this time. Tim?
Love and Bullets Charlie.
I guess.
Love and Bullets Charlie?
Absolutely. Look it up.
That can't possibly be the name of a movie.
Yep.
It's either called Love and Bullets, mm-hmm. period, the end of the title.
Mm-hmm. Original was Love and Bullets Charlie. They recently released it overseas as that, then took the Charlie off when they released it here. Trust
for the,
me.
For the listener at home, the guy who suggested an actor seems pretty confident about all the movies he was in.
Absolutely. You really want to argue about this?
But so you're saying that if I look it up on IMDb right now, they're yep. going to list the crazy European title, Love and Bullets Charlie. Yep.
I'll look it up on IMDc right now.
Yeah.
It's not right next to
us. It's not going
to
say that.
Yep.
What I'm guessing it's going to say is mm-hmm. Charlie Varick.
Nope.
That's not it either?
Nope. Okay. It is really Love and Bullets Charlie, and they eliminated the Charlie when they released it over here. Absolutely.
I got a girl with a very strong no head
shake. Yeah, no, she's
happening.
Shaking her head no, but also just please, go ahead and put your phone down. They're not allowed to use phones during the show.
The Departed.
Everybody.
I'll pick another one if you want me to, if it'll make it easier.
Another actor?
No, not. Yes, let's go back to let's go back to Michael Cera.
You guys sort this out. You guys sort this out. I'm going to do one-arm push-ups.
I just want to rewind and
for the listener at home,
you...
I proved something.
You're the winner anyway, Tim. You won that game. Let's hear it for Tim, everybody.
Yeah. I kind of stacked the deck on that one, but hey.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, as a general rule, I don't like a whole bunch of fact checkers in the audience telling me things during the show. We either figure out if it's right or wrong based on my own knowledge, and then we move on. But I'm going to fucking look this one up.
Oh, God, he really is.
No, I'm not fucking around on this one.
Yeah, it's under trivia.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you just need to name the name of the movie as it would be known by people who go to see movies in the, you know...
Like Animal House.
In the country?
Yeah. Love and Bullets.
Yeah, and just scroll down, it says trivia, formerly named...
Right, but I don't give a shit what it says right here, that it's just called Love and Bullets.
Yeah, if we're going by that accord, every movie I've been in is originally called Mark Wahlberg Project.
He's got a point.
Oh, it was Walter Matthau that was in Charlie Varick. Right. That's what I was thinking about.
They're both very old.
Yeah, of course. They've been around for a minute. But yeah, I'd never heard of... I mean, I always thought it was Love and Bullets because like I was a kid and a movie called Love and Bullets came out and I went and saw it and that's what it's been called ever since.
We're going to get a lot of tweets.
Hence my confusion. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get a lot of tweets. I think people are going to go, Doug, you're right, and Tim is right that it used to be called that other thing.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're all good.
I'm great.
Let's play How High Can You Get? There's a gentleman in the audience who has a suggestion for us on this one, and I assume he's a gentleman.
Letter R underscore Philip. There you are. Hey, dude. Oh, you've got a list? There was a lot of confusion today on Twitter because somebody wrote to me and said they had a good Last Man Stanton suggestion, and I already had picked somebody for that. So I said, do you have a good suggestion for how high can you get? And then they wrote back in the tweet their suggestion for what they want for how high can you get. And I had to write back and go, no, I can't know ahead of time. That's why we're doing this whole dance. Is so that it will be revealed at the show. So then I think R. Phillips squeaked in there said he had an idea. And I said, okay, but I don't know why you have to have a list. We just want to hear one genre for the how high can you get game. Serial killer movies. So that'd be movies. I guess we have to, because there was a whole thing last with a recent show where it was prison movies, and somebody wanted Dark Knight Rises to be counted as a prison movie, and I held my ground on it, and then I got a bunch of tweets from people going, there's a prison in the movie. I'm like, yeah, they drive by prisons in plenty of movies, but Kramer versus Kramer isn't a prison movie.
Yeah, neither is Blues Brothers, not a fucking prison movie.
No, but there's a prison in it.
No, I agree with you, Doug.
There you go.
I got your fucking back every day.
So, Tim won the last game, so he gets to go first. We'll go the opposite direction. We'll go to Dale and then Mark.
Did he?
Let's go with Manson.
Okay.
Scream.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take Scream.
No debate on that. Scream. He was a serial killer.
Definitely. Right.
Serial killer. So this is a movie. These are movies where people eat breakfast.
Yeah, I let Donnie do one joke.
Hey, Mark.
All right.
Call me serial killer. You know why?
Why?
Because I like to fuck up a bowl.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right. Scream 2.
We need a one-word title for a serial killer film.
Okay. Copycat.
Very good. I'll go with Zodiac. Yeah. Now, the next round, don't get hasty, you guys, starts with Dale. A two-word serial killer title.
Scream 2.
Just don't fucking safe. Clap for a thief. Scream 3.
You son of a bitch. I'll go Halloween 2. Oh! Oh!
Let's go with American Psycho.
Yeah. People love that one. All right, Mark, can we start us off with three-word serial title?
Man.
Serial killer title.
I wish I could pretend this is hard. Kiss the Girls.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Shit, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. Of course, I'm referring to my dick.
And it finally happened, Doug. I've done this show 27 times and someone yelled out at an appropriate moment. You know what? Don't get cocky. There won't be another one.
Yeah, when somebody yells out something and it gets a laugh, then they're like ready to yell out another thing. And
nope,
I'll just warn you right now, dude, it will not be the same experience.
Yeah.
Just walk away. I'm gonna tap just to keep this moving because I don't want to sit here thinking too long. What do you got, Tim?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
All right. I think there's probably a "the" at the beginning of that.
the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
So can I use it again on the four then?
You might be able to, but I bet you somebody else will take it first. Okay. Do you have something for the three round?
The Omega Code.
Oh, okay.
The Devil's Rejects.
All right, we need four word title from Tim, right?
Mm-hmm. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That worked out pretty good.
The Freddy versus Jason.
Pretty sure versus is two words, dude.
The left, God damn.
Everybody's counting titles on their fingers.
Love and Bullets, Charlie.
Love and Bullets, no, that's, I'm not giving you that because that validates the last round where I think you were wrong. But Halloween 420, wasn't there that one if you split the numbers up? No, I'm out.
Halloween H2O?
Halloween H2O?
All right, I'll give it to you, Mark.
Oh, okay, I'll take it.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
A.
Is it A?
Nightmare.
All right, give me a second.
Thanks. On.
Okay, I got. Give me a second here.
You can do this. Have you ever been in a serial killer movie?
I don't think so. Boogie Nights, maybe. That's fucking five, you fucking extra words. Fuck you, extra words.
All right, I'm gonna have to call it.
I got another one, but I don't know if there's a "the" in front of it, and that fucks it up too.
There probably is a "the," but you can try it.
The Amityville Horror 2?
That's definitely got a subtitle after the two.
It does?
I would imagine.
All right, fuck it. Move along. Let a normal person win.
We still have one more game after this, so you're not out. Five words, starting with Dale.
All right, if you think
for
about
four,
it.
For four, I came up with Along Came a Spider.
Oh, if nice.
You, if you think about it.
You helped me with the other Alex Cross movie.
It's for five, right?
Yeah, five.
Okay. If you consider that the cars keep killing people, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift? Cars keep killing every single movie, car kills somebody. If not that, Last House on the Left.
Yeah, let's go with the one that's an actual serial killer movie.
Yeah, I can't do five again. I don't know why I have savers for this.
Tim?
Amityville Horror, The New Nightmare. It's five.
Okay, I don't know if that's what it was called, but...
Here, sir.
That guy's got...
Got your back.
Burp. Okay, so you get to go six now. I got one. I'm not in it, but I got one.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Two.
Yeah, there's more to it than that.
Three?
You know, it's Freddy's Revenge, I think, is the second one, and on. No? But you know what I mean? There's something on there. It's not just a two. There's more to it than that.
I may have to tap. We got another game coming up, though, right?
Yeah, we do.
Tap.
Dale, you did it.
Nice. That was for y'all.
Do you have a sixer?
I know what you did last summer.
Oh. Do you have a seven?
I know it. I still know what you did last summer.
Fucking A, dude.
Hey.
For the listener at home, Dale looks like a Make-A-Wish kid. He's so happy.
So happy.
Like John Cena just walked in here.
Thank you all so much.
Actually, yeah, we wanted to tell you, you have cancer.
You wanted the middle seat.
Honestly, dude. This is probably the best way to find out.
You know what? Cancer. No matter what I tell you, it's always the best way to find out.
That's true.
When I just said A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge, someone loudly and proudly in the audience went, no.
Do you get to say fuck you? Yes.
Yes. Wherever that came from.
Hit yourself.
Just keep your wrong answers to yourself and your right answers to yourself. Don't say anything. This show will find its way, regardless of what the audience says. A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 would have been a good one for a longer answer, because that one's got two words, Dream Warriors. And then, yeah, these Nightmare on Elm Street titles are so fucking long. What happened? Seven Deadly Sins?
I didn't say shit.
That was the suggestion from the audience right after me expressly saying I don't like it when the audience says stuff. All right, so we'll start with Dale this time getting 1 point lead in the round of Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
Let's do it, CJ. To the top.
You can do this, dude. So he's got 1 point already. Each correct answer is worth 1 point, plus you can get bonus points for the extra titles that you can name in the top four. And negative one for a wrong answer. And then once you get the right answer, then we go to the boner points. You heard me. Bonus points are great and all, but boner points... Those really, really stand out on a college application.
I'm going to dominate some fucking boner points.
All right. What actor or actress has in their top five, buzz in with your own name, by the way. You remember how to do that, Mark?
Fucking A. I just say Mark.
I only cough when I laugh. Here we go. That's not the first title. The first title of this person's top four on their IMDb page, A Beautiful Mind.
Mark.
Oh, shit, he's going for it.
Russell Crowe.
Incorrect.
Ooh. Ooh.
Negative 1 point for Mr. Wahlberg. Sit the rest of this one out, Mark.
Gladly.
Dale and Tim, The second movie after A Beautiful Mind, Gravity. Now, I'm not a mathematician.
Yeah, Dale, Sandra Bullock.
But Gravity has three people in it. And Sandra Bullock is not in A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, that's what I was last time. I didn't even know the other two people in Gravity.
I know one of them.
Tim?
Yeah?
The third movie. This is just you. The Abyss. And the fourth movie.
Can I just tell you?
Good for 1 point. No, you're out. It's good for 1 point. The Rock. You sure this isn't the game you're no good at?
Name the four movies one more time for me, please.
A Beautiful Mind, Gravity, The Abyss, and The Rock.
Tell me when I can say it, Doug.
Let's go with Sean Connery.
No.
I
What's the correct answer, Mark?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised Pollock isn't in there because it's Ed fucking Harris.
Yep, Ed Harris is the voice in Gravity from Apollo from Houston. Yeah. All right. Well, great job, you guys.
Thank you.
So now I'm in the lead with zero. And they both have negative one.
You have zero. Thanks for reminding me.
That's
you lost that 1 point lead you'd built up.
But now they're both at negative one, so I still have that lead.
Yeah.
And with zero. It's important to me. I want to hold on to it.
You also have stage four lymphoma, so.
Yeah. And like, yeah, you know, just for future reference, like if you're kind of unsure, like you're pretty sure Sean Connery isn't in Gravity.
Yeah.
So you got a negative point for saying that.
Okay.
So try to restrain yourself. Those aren't the right words. Put yourself in a straitjacket, Tim. Okay. Straitjacket for your mouth. Here's the next round. Who stars in these four things? Starting with Apollo 13. I like it. You guys don't want negative points. Holding back. But this person was also in Footloose.
Mark.
Tim.
Mark got in there. Who is it, Mark?
Kevin Bacon.
That's correct. Mark, you're at zero now, but you have a chance for 2 points, two boner points. If you can name two more Kevin Bacon vehicles. Oh,
this guy says yes to more things than De Niro.
They both work a lot.
Wow. What is your top four, K Bakes?
That's what you call him, K Bakes?
Yeah, call him K Bakes. Or Easy Bakes Oven, whatever. I don't get penalized for guessing these other ones. These are just for
no,
fun.
You just have to guess, yeah.
Okay. Animal House. National Lampoon's Animal House.
And?
How much did people like The Invisible Man? X-Men Origins.
All right, well, nice try. They went with Mystic River and X-Men First Class.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that First Class messed you up. But now you have zero, and Dale has zero, and Tim is bringing up the rear with negative one.
I'm the comeback kid.
We'll see about that. Get that sheet ready, Will. The comeback kid is here. Whose IMDb page starts with Titanic?
Dale. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dale.
You were doing so good.
Yeah, you go for it sometimes.
I'm sorry.
And sometimes you get kicked in the balls. That's incorrect. You want to jump in, Mark or Tim?
Oh, I swear to God.
Let's do it. Tim, Kate Winslet.
No.
God damn it.
Wahlberg sitting pretty.
Always.
The second title, Apollo 13.
Guys, I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't want to risk getting a negative point. You're in the lead now with zero. And then the next title is Aliens. Titanic, Apollo 13, and Aliens.
I swear to God, Doug, this isn't my answer, but for a second I was like, was Tom Skerritt in fucking Titanic? Or that was like,
was he in any of these three movies?
Right. I was like, that sneaky ass Billy Zane, was he in fucking a little sneaky fucker, Billy Zane.
All right, I'm going to give you the fourth title.
Okay, let's see if I can do it.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh. Who is movies I've turned down? Edge of Tomorrow.
Those are four big ones, dude. I think they all turned out pretty good, too.
I don't need it.
I mean, none of these are The Corruptor, that's for sure.
It ain't fucking Kathy Bates.
Correct. Although she did play the unsinkable Molly Brown in Titanic. And I think that's shitty of a survivor of something like that, the Titanic, to nickname themselves unsinkable. Fuck you. A lot of people died. You weren't the only unsinkable one, but you were one of the fattest. Doug is so bad at Molly Brown. Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. It's a gentleman who goes by the name Bill Paxton.
Now, if you'd have said Twister.
Oh, so that's how this works? If I say a fifth title, that's the one you know?
No, you could have switched one of them out.
That's true. All right, so to recap these exciting scores, Mark is winning with zero. Dale is in second place with -1. And Tim's got -3, so Tim...
What? How'd that happen?
Okay, -2. I was projecting what I think was going to happen next. But you've heard the show before. You've heard the show in the past, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Just checking. Sometimes it's not a movie, you guys. Sometimes it's something else. TV show. Whose IMDb page starts with CSI New York?
Mark.
Who is it, Mark?
Gary Sinise.
That's correct.
Let's do this.
Well, I mean, you pretty much won just by doing that, but if you wanna name three more, you can.
Okay.
Just for the record books.
Apollo 13. Forrest Gump. God, I hope he didn't do like a guest star on another CSI and they think that's fucking important.
Ooh, they might have done a crossover with Vegas or Miami. Yeah.
And then they like think that fucking matters.
CSI Paducah.
Let's go with the Lieutenant Dan Band documentary.
Does he really have a band called the Lieutenant Dan Band?
Fucking A, he does. And all the money goes to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Good for him?
Yeah. The band sucks, though.
The Wounded Warriors, they don't listen, but they appreciate the support.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
No reason now, to wound them further.
Kay Bakes and his brother, they can fucking play some music.
What do they call themselves?
The Bacon Brothers. Don't anybody fucking yell no and then make Doug check it, because it's true.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Right. What's Russell Crowe's band called?
American Gladiator?
It's like, I forget how many feet. Is it 40-odd feet of grunts? Yeah, 30-odd feet of grunts. Yeah, see, when you have an odd measurement, it's odd feet. It's hard to keep track of how much.
What does he play in the band, the tambourine?
He's the lead singer.
Well, I guess if other people won't cast you, cast yourself.
Did you see Les Miserables? Because Russell Crowe does the same thing. Whenever he sings badly in public, he goes up on the roof and jumps off.
That guy's a survivor, then.
So what was your fourth Gary Sinise?
I couldn't think of another good Gary Sinise movie.
Okay.
I mean, I want to say, like, Grapes of Wrath.
There's absolutely
really
no reason to drag this out. I just couldn't.
So that's why I went with some fake-ass documentary.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump did not make the top four.
Whoa.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Life's like that sometimes.
This game is like a box of chocolates. Bite into it and go, ugh. That reminds me, we got more donuts to throw.
Whoa, yeah.
Apollo 13 was the second one. Did you say that? You said that.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got that. And then no Forrest Gump and no Odd Feet of Grunts. And what was your other guess? Because that was wrong.
Lieutenant Band, Damn Band documentary time.
Yeah. They went with The Green Mile and Mission to Mars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why did you get Gary Sinise so fast?
CSI New York. And because I felt like Apollo 13 kept showing up in the game.
Yeah, you noticed that, didn't you?
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah, all of the answers were people from Apollo 13. Because we're in Houston.
Fucking A.
Congratulations for winning today, Mark. Would you like to throw the first donut?
Fucking A, right, I would. You can open your mouth or your legs, but this donut's fucking coming. You know what?
Oh, I like how it says on the cover, glazed and confused. That's cute.
Okay, I will throw it at you, but you gotta put your hands down behind your back. I'm just joking.
This donut looks like it has pesto on it. The trouble is when you hit somebody's name tag, it just falls down the ground in front of them.
There's a picture of Jar Jar for the listener at home, and he deserves what he's about to get.
Another one.
Just want one?
Ah!
Ooh!
I really was aiming for the other person.
Who's close?
I think
and
it
wants
broke
one?
Through and hit
Who's close? Behind. I'm not throwing this jelly filled. There you go.
You want to do the last one?
No.
Did you hit the person behind you?
One left. There's one left.
One left. Who wants it?
Oh, hell. Let's do it.
Do it.
Where are we going? Where are we going? Over there? Nerdist. Yeah.
I like that you guys think this turned into an all-request show.
Hey, Schmoker, come get your prizes. Oh, wait. Did you win?
No, I didn't win.
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry.
Silent
Sorry,
Jake.
Schmoker.
She walked up to take them. Like, yeah. All right, I'm
she's
cool.
Gonna, if I'm going to give them to her, she's going to take them. There you go, dude. Congratulations.
Doug, do you want to do a line?
What do you got to plug, Tim? What's coming up in your acting career?
A couple films coming out. I just finished a thing for the Reels channel, Ronald Reagan docudrama. Ronald Reagan, it's called From Movie Star to President, and playing his campaign manager in the 70s. So that's coming up. And I'm trying to hit on my Twitter, so please, Tim Taylor Actor, Facebook, Twitter, Tim Taylor Actor, all one word. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim Taylor, everybody. Dale Cheeseman has got his phone out, probably looking to see if Love and Bullets Charlie
trying
is
trying to figure out
title.
What that date I have is.
What do you... What?
Cheeseman's a man.
Cheeseman's a man?
Thank you. I'm trying to get the word
the
out
man.
That I'm a man.
Cheeseman's... There's a lady just keeps yelling, Cheeseman's the man.
Yeah, we'll talk after the show until she's annoyed. And then I'll have one less
Do you
fan.
Have a man? Yeah. Then what do you need a cheese man for?
I'm sorry, man. You look tough, but I didn't mean to. I'm gonna be I'll be in New Orleans for Hell Yes Fest on October 14th. Through
Hell
16th.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be on Good Heroin in L.A. October 28th.
You're just going to find some good heroin when you get to L.A.?
That's the plan. This guy...
He's on his phone just looking at dick pics. That's all he's doing.
That's where I edit over them. They're flyers. That's what comedy flyers have become. Just a picture of a dick with some names tattooed on it. So come to that Good Heroin show. It'll be a good time, good dick. And, and good heroin.
Thank you, Dale Cheeseman.
Thanks for being here.
Cheeseman's the man. And Mark Wahlberg, star of Deepwater Horizon.
Fucking A, go see that movie right now, because just like voting, it's your fucking responsibility. And I've got some other great news. As of this morning, no fucking joke, we just wrapped footage, final day, Transformers 5. So that shit's going to be coming out.
Do you know what the clunky subtitle is on Transformers 5?
Yeah, Transformers 5 Mark Wahlberg Project.
Charlie. Got to throw that in there at the end. That's going to be the hashtag for this episode, Love and Bullets Charlie. Because we all learned something new today. And I'm going to be... I already mentioned this once, but it's worth mentioning again. I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone on Saturday, October 14th at 4:20. There's a couple tickets left. How do you spell Charlie? C-H-R-L-I-E?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim knows it.
That is the truth about Charlie.
That was ranked number 31 on the list of your shittiest movies. One more time for Mark Wahlberg, Dale Cheeseman, and Tim Taylor. I never tell the guests whether to stay or go during this part, so sometimes they sit around and all talk during it, sometimes they leave, and this time they all just left. They all just took a powder, so I get to just relax by myself for a second. As always, because I feel bad for calling Chris Hardwick a shithead last week, I, CJ, am a shithead. But you called him a shithead because he kicked me off of At Midnight for winning, right? Topple the patriarchy. So I didn't mind that so much. I mean, I was shocked to see him as a shithead because he's a friend of mine. I mean, he was. And the Astrodome is a shithead. Play that closing theme!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.